Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
See old Danny, college football analyst Danny Cannell. Danny joins us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff conference, Heisman, and college football week 12 lines. And there are a lot of big games coming up this weekend. But yesterday they unveiled the latest playoff rankings, and we got an understanding of who is in right now and who is on the outside looking in. For you, Danny, what kind of jumped off the page to you in the latest rankings?
What's up, fellas? Good to be on. I'll start it off. We'll just set it ablaze right off the get-go. I have no idea how SMU is ranked 14th while Texas is ranked 3rd. They are 11 spots different. And, like, I don't have a problem if you want to put Texas in the top 5, but SMU then should be right on their heels or even possibly in front of them if we go on the resumes. SMU is the most disrespected team in the country right now. They've got 2 wins over top 25 opponents. Their loss is against a top 6 team in BYU, and they were playing a different quarterback and figuring out their quarterback situation. I think they're one of the more complete teams in the country. So I think SMU was the most disrespected team. And Texas gets a huge bump from their brand, and it's just a reality, and it's not only Texas that gets that bump. Penn State has no business being ranked where they are either if you just went off the resume. But Texas, and it's not really their fault because no one knew that Oklahoma was going to be as bad as they were, or that they were going to be without 5 receivers when they played against Texas, or that Michigan was going to be a 500 team when the season started. But I don't think Texas resumes holds much weight, which if we're going to do this, you know, beauty pageant, which we have as a college football playoff, we've got to be better at putting teams in at least similar tiers. And I think SMU belongs right in the same tier with Texas.
Hey, Danny, who do you think is the best team in football right now?
I think it's Oregon, but I will say this, Clint, I don't think it's, like, years past, we've had teams like an Alabama that runs the table, and you're like, oh, that team is just head and shoulders above everybody else. Michigan last year kind of felt that way, at least until they got to the playoffs. Oregon, I think, is the most complete team, and that's who I picked to win it in the preseason. But, and I would still stick with that. Like, there's no reason to get off of them, but I don't feel like they're unbeatable. And even Ohio State went into Eugene and was 1 second away from potentially getting a chance to win that game if Will Howard, you know, doesn't slide, you know, and sees the clock, you know, in time to get that. So I really think, and this is one of the things I think is going to be awesome about this 12-team playoff, there will be a number of teams that can win this thing. So I do think Oregon's the most complete team, but I think there's a lot of teams that are right in this category of really good teams, but not elite or unbeatable by any means.
No, I'm with you. That's what I have noticed. You know, it seems like we may have there may not be an undefeated team. I mean, teams of the top. I think obviously there's potential of some, but it feels like there may not be an undefeated team because there's so much parity. Like, you watch Oregon. I've seen Oregon, and I don't necessarily look at it and say, well, that's the best team in the country. I think their resume's the best. But it is interesting to me to see how close, as you said, no elite teams, but how close teams are right now this year.
Yeah, and so that's why these 12 spots are going to be so highly sought after and coveted, because half the battle is going to be making it, especially some of these teams in the SEC. And, you know, and that's why the ACC and Big 12 are trying to push to potentially get two teams, because even when you get there, there could be a lot of teams that you could see potentially winning it that might get left out. It's just the way the season has unfolded. So that's why there's already been, probably earlier than ever and stronger than ever, campaigns being started of saying, oh, why wouldn't a three-loss SEC team get into the playoffs? You know, that's the very, you know, a common thread that we're starting to see this week trying to make that push. But I do think because of that parity, we have to respect the regular season more than ever, because we don't truly know who the best teams are. So that's something I think we should look at. And I do think this is a new landscape that we need to be getting used to, because it used to be where Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, you know, those types of teams would hoard all of the talent because they could, right? They were the teams that were primarily playing the players under the table, and you locked them up because they couldn't hit the transfer portal. Well, now with everyone paying and with freedom of movement where you can skip from school to school every single year, you can't hoard all the talent anymore. So yes, teams like Oregon, Ohio State, you know, Texas even, they've got more talent, but that gap is just not there. And there's more talent, good talent, spread throughout the top 30 teams, where it really does feel like a lot of those teams could beat each other at any time, which is why we've seen some upsets that we haven't seen historically, as many as we've seen this year, like a Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame, like a Vanderbilt going toe-to-toe with Texas and beating Alabama, a Kentucky team having Georgia on the ropes, you know, late in that game. It is just, there's more parity than ever before. A Kentucky beating Ole Miss. They're just upsets that we traditionally haven't seen, which is, again, why I reiterate the regular season has to matter more than it ever has before.
Damn it, that turns me on, because that means my Hogs got a chance at something. Not this year, Danny.
They're one of those updates.
I ain't talking about a damn win, Danny. I'm talking about a chance. The beautiful thing, y'all talking about parity and the, you know, the 12-team expansion, obviously. The beautiful thing about this, and I've said this from day one, is that we're going to, instead of talking about, you know, 4, 5, and 6 and bitching about who doesn't get in at 4, now we're going to talk about 11, 12, 13, and 14, and we're going to bitch about who doesn't get in at 12. But the truth of the matter is that because of the transfer portal, because of NIL, because of this expansion, the beauty of it all is you've got more teams, which means more individuals, more players that weren't good enough to get to Alabama at Boise State or BYU or whatever, has a real legit shot to get to the tournament. And a program like Indiana, like my Razorbacks, like Kentucky, who you mentioned, like Ole Miss is doing right now, they have a real shot. If they embrace the NIL, they embrace the transfer portal, you have a real shot to build a team and get some momentum to get into that playoff and potentially win a championship, which none of that was possible for 90% of the country before this year. It's absolutely beautiful, man.
Oh, I love it. And think about, because there were a lot of people, college football analysts, and some that I call friends that I still get upset with, because they didn't want to see this. They thought it would diminish the regular season. I think what we've seen is evidence that the regular season matters that much more, especially the month of November. Think back to a year ago, the teams that we were debating, and I'll just pull up a week 12, you know, top 25. It was really, you know, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Florida State was undefeated, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Bama. That was it. You had 8 teams that we were talking about potentially making the college football playoff. 8 teams for 4 spots. Those games were really what everyone focused on. Penn State had 2 losses. Their season was done. Ole Miss had 2 losses. Their season was done. Didn't even think about the playoffs. All of a sudden, this year, we've got at least 25 and probably close to 30 teams. And I get it that some of those are an outside shot, but they still have a chance to make this 12-team playoff. And then I think the thing that's my most favorite part about it is, yes, we have those 7 at-large bids, but we also have the certainty of knowing if you win your conference, you're going to get a seat at the table, which we've seen over the course of the 4-team playoff, somebody was going to get screwed every single year. Last year, it happened to be my alma mater, Florida State. years previous, it was a, you know, it was a Pac-12 champion where they got left out the last 5 years of the playoff. We've seen Big 12 champs left out. I hated that when you had conference champions out. Now, if you want to take out any debate whatsoever, win your conference. They can't keep you out. So I love that from that perspective as well.
Danny Cannell joins us, and he joins us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff, conference, Heisman, and college football week 12 lines. All right. As Clint said, we're going to be talking about 13, 14, 15 down the line. There's a team, and this Big Ten Conference is really intriguing to me because it seems like Penn State, all they got to do is just win the rest of their games and they're going to get a seat. I don't know that that is the case with Indiana, and I'm curious your thought. Indiana still obviously after this bye week has the game in Columbus, and then they have Purdue. If they lose to Ohio State, which I think many people believe they will, are they out? Do you think they are out, or do you still believe a one-loss Indiana team that has the schedule they have gets in anyway, regardless, like Penn State, if they have one loss?
So Indiana clearly is the most polarizing team. BYU's in that conversation too, but they've at least got a couple wins over top 25 teams in SMU and Kansas State. So that, and they might not have been winning pretty, but they're winning at least against top 25 teams. A lot of eyeballs are going to be on Indiana to see a couple things. So one, and I'm glad you mentioned Penn State because people have ripped Indiana for their strength of schedule. Where's Penn State's massive win? Like
Illinois.
They haven't beaten any. Right, exactly. And in Illinois isn't exactly a team that is still in the top 25, and it's not really a resounding win. And guess what else happened? Penn State and Indiana do have a couple common opponents. UCLA is one of them, a team that Indiana beat, you know, drubbed them 52, you know, put up 52 points on them. Penn State only beat UCLA 27-11. But here's what I think will happen, because I've already seen some people saying Indiana has no margin for error. They lose a game. That game to Ohio State, they're done. I hate that. I think the very real reality of the situation is, what do they look like against Ohio State? So I do think how they look in that game matters. If they go out and they get beat 34-3, I think they're probably out. I don't think it's right. I don't think it should matter. No one had a problem with Clemson losing to Georgia 34-3 earlier this season because it was the first week of the season. Everyone kind of forgot about it, but Clemson started winning games. And it's like, oh, they're getting better. But it's just because of when it happened on the calendar. But I do think it matters how Indiana looks. I think if they keep it like respectable, like if they keep it competitive, if it's within, you know, single digits, a 9 or 10 point loss, and they look like they can hang on the field, I still think they should make the playoffs. I don't know with 100% certainty if they will. That is the one great unknown, is that what will the committee do with Indiana with that schedule being weak? The non-conference is very light. FIU, Western Illinois, you know, Charlotte, that's their non-con. It's not exactly a gauntlet. Mm. But I do think that's the risk you run if you do schedule lighter, that you put yourself up for debate. So I do think it very much hinges on how do they look against Ohio State.
Boy, that would really play into your big brand bias, too, because, you know, if that's, yeah, that's not Indiana, boy, that one loss, the rest doesn't matter. They're damn sure getting in if you got the right emblem on the side of the helmet. Hey, just real quick, the setup of the 12-team playoff in terms of kind of the seven at large, the five conference champions, right now, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but right now I believe the way the rankings fell, Georgia would be the team that would miss the playoffs this year. Just that thought to me, the team, the program that's been the most dominant program in college football over the last handful of years, you know, that team being left out of a 12-team playoff this year, I know we're well putting the cart well before the horse, but
right,
at the end of the day, how does that format?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At sit with you knowing that Georgia would be out?
So, couple things. One, you know, a past history isn't an indicator of future results, right? So you can't live off your past. And I'm kind of okay with that. But Georgia does have a nice win over Clemson, right? They do, you know, they do have a couple resume builders. They have the win against Texas. That was a big win for them. So at least they have the wins. But here's where I think it resolves itself. I think it resolves itself this weekend. If Georgia beats Tennessee, they'll jump clearly into the top 12, and they might bump Tennessee out or at least onto that bubble line where Georgia sits now. So they very much control their own destiny. So I think it's a debate to have today. You know, it's not that consequential, but it will after this weekend. If they lose to Tennessee at home, I have no problem telling him they are staying at home for the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry, but you had a home game where you were close to a 10-point favorite. If you don't win that game, I don't think you belong in the playoffs. I probably think they will win that game. The other thing I'm curious to know, Clint, about what you think about this, that offense has not looked like a playoff-worthy offense. Like, and you're supposed to be a balanced team going into this point of the season. Like, the offense needs to play better. And if they don't, they'll get beat. If they do, they'll win this weekend. So I think it'll take care of itself. But the other thing to keep note of, and it's going to be really hard for people to grasp, is that 12 spot or maybe even another spot will go to one of those group of five teams. So you might think you're safe because Georgia's ranked 12th right now. So if you're just thinking 12-team playoff, we're taking the top 12, that's not the way it's going to work. One of those group of five teams is guaranteed to make that spot no matter where they're ranked, if they're the highest ranked conference champion. So that's going to be, there's going to be some things that are just a little off that people are going to take notice of that's going to take some time getting used to.
Yes, sir. That's Danny Cannell. By the way, I think Georgia's got a quarterback problem, and I think they've got a pass catcher, a lack of explosion in their pass catching department. That's really going to set them back when they play better opponents. So see if they can get that figured out. But either way, Danny, man, we appreciate you coming on, brother.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.